You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's so good, Rob Parker, just like your credit. Your credit's so good, isn't it?
No, I need
help. Oh, no. If you need help, then what are you going to do?
It's called United Credit, Mark. And you know what? Do you or anyone you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you or someone from getting an auto loan or home loan, Mark, you're looking for?
If so, contact United Credit, a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you what, Rob? What could it cost you?
Thousands in additional interest and fees and even a higher auto insurance rates. So with over 10 years' experience, they have earned, Mark, an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. There's nothing better than that. And have achieved results for thousands of satisfied clients.
It's just simple. Let them help you restore your score. Restore the score, people, and get the credit you deserve. Call them, United Credit, at 877-274-7654. That number again, Rob?
877-274-7654. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get United Credited.
All right, let's get you caught up with everything.
All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. Mark Wilson.
Now, obviously, we've got our focus on Michigan. They were trying to do the thing and do a minute 22 to play. Michigan has a 72-67 lead on Tennessee and win it. They got those, yeah, okay. We can't call a play-by-play. Don't be calling no play-by-play. 72-67 is the score as we speak. Three Michigan players with 13 points each. Jordan Morgan, GR3, and Nick Stauskas each have 13. Again, Michigan hanging on for dear life here with a five-point lead and under a minute to go in Indianapolis. Exciting basketball tilt. Sweet 16 Midwest region in Indy. Kentucky-Louisville will follow this game. Michigan State and Virginia getting ready. Creating crack-a-lackin' in about 52 minutes or so from now at Madison Square Garden in New York. The Spartans and the Cavaliers of Tony Bennett. I'm Tony Bennett! And I'm going to be coaching a team. Chester-Lester-Wester. UConn looks like they're moving on to the Elite Eight. They're leading Iowa State right now at MSG, 59-45. In the second half. NBA at the Palace, Bad Boys reunion night. Nice little halftime deal. Too bad the Pistons aren't coming with it on the court. They trail the Heat by 24 points at 73-49 in the third. Udonis Haslem leading the way with 15, but I believe LeBron is near, as I said earlier, a triple-double. Wings are in Toronto tomorrow to play the Leafs. Both have 80 points with less than 10 to play. Tigers win their final exhibition game in Lakeland at Joker March at 6-3 over Tampa. Couple of hits each for Kinsler, V. Martin, A.J., Alex Avila, his first spring homer. Last spring game will be tomorrow at Vieira, Florida, against the Nationals. 6-3 the final today. Tigers are now 15-12 in the no-count games. Local scores first. Sportsnet with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Other NHL, the Flyers lead Toronto 2-1 third. That would help the Wings cause. Pittsburgh-Columbus, still no score. Third period at Nationwide Arena. Ottawa leads the Blackhawks 3-0 in the second. Dallas has just scored on Nashville. They lead 1-0 early on there, two other games later. Other NBA, Bobcats holding on against the Magic. They had a big lead earlier, now 87-84 in the fourth. Raptors over the Celts, 95-87 fourth. Wizards lead the Pacers by 20. That's Indiana. They lead by 20, Washington does. 80-60, much better Washington team lately. Nets over the Cavs, 68-52 in the third. Paul Pierce has 22 for Brooklyn. Halftime in Chicago, the Blazers lead the Bulls 47-36. T-Wolves are blowing out the Lakers. Second quarter, 66-32. It's a 34-point lead for Minnesota. Second quarter, the Jazz trail the Pelicans 43-37. And the Thunder lead the Sac Kings 46-30 in the second. PGA Texas Open round two. It's Steven Bogdanovich on top, minus 8. Shot a 67. It's a one-shot lead. And Phil Mickelson gets to play on the weekend. The cut line moved to plus 3. He birdied 18. He finished plus 3. That's where he stands. He will be playing in San Antonio Saturday and Sunday. And tomorrow, Serena Williams and Lena on the women's tennis finals at the Sony Open on Crandon Park, Key Biscayne. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Get down there for that high top fade. How does that sound? Did I do it right?
Just a few basic comments about your feelings on the game. All right.
Well, naturally, I feel bad about losing a ball game like that. There's no way you should lose that ball game. And that just doesn't make sense.
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
What's my opinion of Kingman's performance?
I know this thing.
What the f*** do you think is my opinion of it? I think it was put that in. I don't opinion of his performance. He beat us with three home runs. What the f*** do you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How could you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? He hit three home runs. I'm f***ed off to lose the f***ing game. And you ask me my opinion of his performance.
Dude, what is your deal, man? Why do you think this is the greatest piece of tape in history? I thought you liked the Elia thing, too.
I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my
opinion
of his performance?
You know who that was? Who asked the question? Paul Olden.
Yes, it is.
Who's the Yankee public address announcer?
I don't hear more of it now.
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance?
Tommy,
I mean, you
answer
to
it quickly, nobody cares.
His performance isn't.
They just did.
That's right.
All right, Tommy, let it go.
Hits three home runs against us.
All right, there you go. Tommy Lasorda.
On Dave Kingman.
On Dave Kingman with three home runs against the Dodgers. This is a bad, bad Mets beat the Dodgers one Sunday.
That goes along with the, if you have never heard the Lee Elia rant from 1983, it was 31 years ago. I actually, on the other station, I did the 30th anniversary of the Elia rant. You must hear it, but without the beeps.
It's amazing.
It is the most.
It's a work of art.
And the beauty, let me just say this real fast about Lee Elia. Remember, it's 83. The Cubs were off to like a 5-14 start, and they were getting on him. No one was going to Wrigley, and he went crazy. He went nuts. I mean, I can't even do it. I can't, because I'm afraid I'll swear. You know, half the stuff that he did on that rant, which went about 3 minutes or maybe more. You know, but remember, he would talk how he said, these 3,000, come on, 15%, 85% of the world's working. The other 15, come out here.
Yeah, get on us.
It's a playground for the beep, 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 beep.
Oh, it was great.
But the funny thing about it was everything Elia says, because that was done, as I said, early in the season, it came to fruition in 84. Everything Elia said about give us time, have patience, we're going to make this happen. Now, of course, he was fired by then. Jim Frey came in.
Right, but then they wound up going.
They won the East the next year after that rant. Everything Elia says in the rant came true the next year.
All right, 248-848, 1130. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a Friday night. It's our annual baseball
extravaganza.
Exactly.
It's a cavalcade.
And give you our
American League East, Rob Parker. American League East. Start off with the Yankees. Now, you know the Yankees pretty well. Derek Jeter's final year. Mariano Rivera's gone. Yankees did their thing, signed their people, got Brian McCann. That was obviously a very big deal to get McCann. They also got Jacoby Ellsbury. Who doesn't like Jacoby Ellsbury? Carlos Beltran. Got the guy with the perfect record from Japan, Masahiro Tanaka.
24-0.
Brian Roberts, don't diminish that deal. He had played his entire career in Baltimore, and it started like in 98. He's not a spring chicken here, Brian Roberts. So, and Matt Thornton's in the fold, and so is Andrew Bailey. So did they do enough? Teixeira comes back, if that's possible. Brett Gardner remains kind of in the
He's out there in left
right,
field.
With Ellsbury and Jeter and Robert. I mean, is that good enough to put them back, you know, now with Sabathia and Kuroda, Tanaka, and you got...
I don't know how you think it's not. I mean, a lot of people are picking the Rays, Mark. They're all on the Rays, but I have the issue with the Rays over and over. Who's doing the hitting?
Well, Evan Longoria is one of the best. He's the best hitting third baseman.
And?
Well, what do you mean, and?
I don't like their hitting. I know they got pitching.
Well, Zobrist is not bad. Myers is one of the good. He got an amazing
young kid, right field.
Had a great second half of the season. Matt Joyce, a former Tiger. I remember getting Matt Joyce, his first major league home run was when he was with the Tigers, and I remember talking to him afterwards at Comerica, and I thought he'd be a Tiger for a long time. Turns out not. And then, of course, James Loney's there. David DeJesus has always been a steady, rock-solid kind of left field kind of dude. But you're right, it's not the greatest hitting squad ever. But I'm just concerned that the long and the tooth Yankees aren't, and even though they've added Ellsbury, Beltran has played since the 90s. He ain't young either. And at some point, that's going to stop going too. He had a great postseason run, no question. I thought the Yankees were kind of a coup in a way to grab him.
Mark, this team won 85 games without Teixeira, without Jeter without a healthy or a great I'm thinking of the lefty. God, my memory.
CC,
who Mark had a really bad year. What did he win, 13 games? CC. They had a lot of issues last year, and they won 85 games and hung into the race until the last two or three weeks. I'm sorry. I'm going with the Yankees in that division. I think they reloaded. I like what they have.
You're just a Hank and Jenny Steinbrenner.
I like the team. I mean, Teixeira's still not. He's not
all right.
Old.
So
I mean,
why don't we say that all roads lead through Boston?
I don't know. That was a year. Kind of things kind of came together. You really think that team? Remember, what did they benefit from a year ago? Yankees were down and out, a lot of injuries. I mean, so they had an advantage a little bit in that division.
They did win the World Series.
No, they did win, but I'm saying that they got there because they had an easier road, I think. They didn't have the same teams they had to fight.
I think that the Red Sox now, and they've had, look, Grady Sizemore starting. They really love what they saw, and we saw how good Grady Sizemore can be in Cleveland.
Grady Sizemore.
You remember that? Grady
Sizemore.
Where's that come from?
No, that was from Philadelphia. Ted Sizemore. Do you remember that?
I don't remember where it came from. I haven't said that.
It was a PA announcer, though.
But I remember we said that like, oh, wait, we were talking
right.
Grady Sizemore.
Ted Sizemore.
I had forgotten about that. AJ Pierzynski.
Look at this game. It's a 1-point game.
10 seconds to play. Michigan is up one.
Who has the ball? Michigan?
I can't see from this angle.
Yeah, Michigan has the ball. Oh, man, this is.
10 seconds. Wolverines up one.
You got a foul, right? Foul right away.
72. Yeah, of course. What are you going to do? You're going to let him control it for 10 seconds and be done with it. Okay, don't look. Don't call the play-by-play. You don't want to do that.
He stepped out of bounds. Unbelievable. Tennessee has a ball. Yep. Stepped out of bounds on the inbounds.
An over and back kind of thing?
Look at this, Mark.
There are people going crazy across the glass.
Stepped out.
Yes, he did.
Oh,
yeah, big time. Big time.
That's a bad mistake right there. All right.
Slipped actually doing it. What else we got here?
I like the Blue Jays. They had a nice little run. I don't know. They were all right. The Orioles, it looked like they're going down. Manny Machado, right, Mark? They don't really know his
Machado
situation.
Machado was a huge deal.
That's a big.
They were counting on this kid to be the second coming, 3,000 hit kind of guy down the line.
That hurts.
But Adam Jones and Matt Wieters, Chris Davis. Davis had 50 plus homers.
What about Davis this year? Is he going to do that again
well,
this year? Or
what did they
know?
Do though, Rob? You mentioned a big. You can't have it both ways.
I'm asking.
When Prince Fielder left, you said Miguel Cabrera will struggle hitting homers because Fielder's gone. What did they do for Chris Davis? They got Nelson Cruz. Baltimore, at least Buck Showalter said, let's get a guy to protect our 50 home run piece of the puzzle here.
Now, what about their rotation, though?
Ubaldo Jimenez was a nice pickup.
So you like them?
Yeah, I kind of do. I don't think they're going to do what you think. I think they're going to do. But I don't think Buck's that far away from this thing. I think they got a lot of good young people. This Kevin Gausman's a guy that we're going to see, I think, forever. I mean, this is a dude that's got it going on. I don't know who we compare him to. But that starting lineup is basically the same as they have Nick Markakis. And we were throwing in guys that we've seen already do that this stuff. And I don't think Baltimore should be counted out. Toronto, I have a little less regard for. And my guy's on the Blue Jays. I mean, I love Brett Laurie, the third baseman. He was my guy with the Las Vegas 51s. We had a great time just kind of hanging out together in Vegas. And every time I got to talk to him, I knew he'd be a really good pro. I think he's going to bust out and have one of the great years this season by a third baseman. Just remember that for Toronto. I just think that this will be his second full season. And
if Batista can stay healthy,
a lot of pop.
Right, he got pop.
Got pop.
Encarnacion, Mark, he's also got pop in his bat.
40 home run guy.
Right, they got guys who can knock the ball out
the park.
And
Lind is the same way. He's a guy that can hit 30. Navarro can hit 25. I mean,
everybody loves the Rays because they just have pitching. They always have pitching led by David Price, right?
Well, he's a
Cy Young
guy.
Who's going to be a free agent now, right? Is he a free agent after this year?
Yeah, I think Matt Moore pitching for his life a little bit. I mean, Price and those guys, you're right. That's where the love is, and that's why I give the love to Toronto as well.
And they also, the Rays picked up Grant Balfour, who the Tigers saw with the A's, remember?
I just can't handle a pitcher whose name is Balfour. How many times we got to say it? Get rid of this guy or change your name. What's going on? 72-71, 8 seconds to play. Tell you what, I know we're watching this thing. We'll give ourselves a little more time to do it. all right, so give it to me. American League East.
Oh, wait a minute. It's called an offensive foul. I don't know. I think Michigan has the ball.
I'll tell you what I've got. I'll tell you what I got.
Okay, go ahead.
I got Tampa Bay over Boston. I don't have the Yankees in here.
Okay.
I think the Yankees, right there, don't get me wrong. I'm saying they're going to win 40. But I think that the Rays win the division over the Red Sox with the Yankees in third. What do you? What
okay,
say you?
I got Yankees.
What say you, Rob
Yankees,
Parker?
Yankees, Rays, Red Sox, Orioles, Blue Jays.
Okay, so this is the first division we differ on.
Yep.
Is the American League East. Coming up next, the American League West, and we finish up with the Tiger look and the American League Central. You don't want to miss any of it. You can be a part of it, too. Oh, yeah, there's a little basketball happening, but that's no big deal. 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports if your computer's Night running with slow. Parker and the Man. You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Time now for the lighter side of golf with the great Bob Krause. Bob Krause is saying to himself, you need some golf. We're getting close
right, guys,
to the
thanks.
Masters.
I'm Bob Krause, and this is the lighter side of golf. And I like to tell people who's hot, what's going on out in the tour from time to time, and who to look for. One of the guys that I'm extremely impressed with this year is Jimmy Walker. He's already had a phenomenally great start. He's got three wins already in 2014. Another guy that you need to pay attention to is Patrick Reed. He's already won twice, and he's confident based on his comments last week where he feels like one of the top five players in the world. Now, if he didn't have that attitude, guys, listen, he took a lot of grief for it. But if he doesn't have that attitude, then he's walking into a gunfight with a knife. Trust me, I've been there for 8 years. If you don't walk in there like you are the number one player in the world, then you really should not be out on the golf course. So I give this kid credit. I give him a lot of credit for saying it on the air. And the way he handled it during his press conference at Bay Hill was certainly with grace, and he's gotten a lot of supporters, Michael Jordan being one of them. He said it's a phenomenal attitude to have. You can't walk in here and have a hope I make the cut this week, because guess what? You're not going to make the cut. So for what it's worth, that's my 2 cents. And back to you guys.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Krause with the lighter side of golf.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Every night we bring it to you, too, Bob's lighter side of golf. And it is now over in Indianapolis. Michigan has held on to win, beat Tennessee 73-71. It is now a final. The Wolverines are moving on to Sunday. Gave it a good shot. McCray gave it a nice shot at the end. I mean, they tried their best to come back from what they thought was something that they maybe I didn't think they'd come back from, but there was a run in them, and they kind of kept it going.
I mean, both teams turned the ball over late, and there it is with 2.1 left.
Oh, he did.
At, you know, at first it looks like this thing's got some chance, but then it was just to the left of the rim. It was about a half-court shot, which would have won the game for Tennessee. But 73-71 is the final. Michigan, lead eight.
So I'm halfway there from what I predicted.
2 years in a row, they'll play the winner of Kentucky-Louisville. Could be a rematch with Louisville for the chance to go to the Final Four. So last year was for the national championship. This year would be a rematch to get to the Final Four in North Texas. As they call it, they don't call it anything. They don't call it Dallas. They don't call it Arlington. Just North Texas, where AT&T Stadium is. Okay, what do we got? What do we got? Where are we going, babe? Oh, American League West.
Let's get there, and then we'll do the Tigers and the Central.
Okay? I want to just – can I put my hand up about the West for 1 second?
Yeah.
There will be no mention of the Houston Astros.
None. We're not
they
even
did
bother.
Nothing. When your key addition is Nolan Ryan, unless he's actually going to physically pitch for you.
It's disgraceful, too, Mark, with all the money that comes in.
I don't know why baseball lets them do this. They didn't even bother. You know what? Let me tell you what – seriously, other than Nolan Ryan, here's their key addition. And then I'm done with them. I'm not going to mention it again. Dexter Fowler. Okay, let's talk about the rest of the division.
I'm going to go with the no, I'm not going to say. Let's just talk about I think the Texas Rangers reloaded, Mark. I think Prince Field has a chance to be the American League MVP, playing down in that ballpark, playing with something to prove. He felt like he got dumped, right? He felt like he got dumped. Signed his big contract, come to Detroit where his dad played. He got dumped, and I think he's going to have a big year. Don't forget, they also signed Sin Shu Chu. Remember, they got him as well.
Yep.
Who had a great year in Cincinnati.
You're kind of liking the idea of Prince with this group rather than the group he was just at, in a way. Yes,
I didn't have a problem there. I just thought he had a terrible postseason. When you have no home runs and no RBIs, his regular season was a little off, but his 2 years were not terrible in Detroit by any stretch. His first year was great.
Can I read this to you, actually? This is the potential Rangers. This is what the Rangers lineup's going to look like. Chu, Andrus, Fielder, Beltre, Rios, Soto, Moreland, Profar, Martin.
It's not bad. That's pretty good.
Until you get down to nine, and that's a question, that's pretty darn good.
That's a good lineup.
Mix of youth, mix of young, mix of power, mix of speed. I'm not dissing your idea about the Texas Rangers and Prince Fielder at all. Now, I'm going to give you my surprise team in baseball.
I'm listening.
And because I have an affinity for the guy, and I believe in what he can do. He's the guy I wanted the Tigers to have as manager, and that is Lloyd McClendon. The Seattle Mariners will be the bust-out team. You knew it?
Robbie Cano?
Robbie Cano, Logan Morrison, they added Fernando Rodney, they got themselves a guy. Say what you want about F-Rod, look at the numbers. Corey Hart, they got John Buck, they got some guys there. You already had Seager and Ackley who were busting it out there too. You kept Morrison. You got Smoke. Smoke I watched play in the AAA League down there in the Pacific Coast League. And Iwakuma on the DL to start, but if he gets back and ready to go along with King Felix, I think this is the – because right now we got the same kind of – doesn't look much different than 12 and 13 in the American League. This is my bust-out team, and a lot of it has to do with, obviously, Lloyd McClendon, but Robbie Cano and the people they picked up. There was a lot of hate for the Robbie Cano contract.
Well, people were just mad. Exactly right. That looks like nothing now with Cabrera, 240, right? Not too bad.
Plus, you're in a division where you've got the Astros that don't even count.
Right.
Yes, Texas is good, and no doubt the Angels.
Don't forget the A's. They won the division last year,
they won
year,
the
right?
division, and yet you're still dissing kind of a team that has Albert Pujols, CJ Wilson, Josh Hamilton.
Something's missing, and you know what?
David Freese.
I don't know more. I got them.
Jared Weaver.
All right, let's get your three. Let's pick your division.
And they got Ibanez. Didn't they get Ibanez too? Yeah, the Angels added Ibanez.
So who you got?
I have in the American League West the Texas Rangers over the Seattle Mariners.
Wow, that's a big jump.
With the Angels right there in third. But I think the A's could fall to fourth.
Okay, I got Texas, Angels, Mariners. I think the big fall off will be finally Oakland, and then
I agree with
that. I think finally they've been doing it with string and tape and gum and holding it together and somehow winning the division right the last couple of years, Mark. So I'm going to go over the Rangers. I think they rejuvenated. I think they reloaded.
Remember, we didn't talk about this. I'm going with Texas. You're going with Texas.
Yep.
But you watch out for those M's, and Lloyd McClendon's he's got something to prove now to the Tigers, who decided to go with Brad Ausmus over Mac as manager. Coming up, we'll do the AL Central. We'll tell you about the Tigers. We'll make our picks for who moves on to the postseason play, and then our final World Series teams and who wins it all for 2014. You can be a part of it as well. Michigan is a winner tonight. We got a sports wrap coming up, 248-848-1130. The Spartans just about a half an hour away. Sports Night with Parker the Man, Mark Wilson, Rob Parker, Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.